Today's Cotton Newsline is One Cut. It features Andrew Wright, Assistant Professor and Extension Economist for Texas A&M AgriLife. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
There's a set of fundamental supply and demand factors that are always at play. Fertilizer and the inputs that go into fertilizer production, these are global commodities. They're produced and traded all over the world. I also think it's important that when we talk about fertilizer prices, we think in terms of relative prices. I think we need to ask the question, how expensive is fertilizer relative to the price of the commodities that we grow with it? Growers already know fertilizer is probably going to be more expensive this year, especially relative to commodity prices, at least relative to cotton prices. So growers are likely to be in for another year of tight margins, prices near break even. So I think that this is a year to be strategic about changes to fertilization level. If anybody is considering making a change, maybe cutting back, reducing their fertilizer application rates to cut some costs, there are two things I would encourage any growers who came to me to think about. Don't just think about the reduced cost that comes from cutting back fertilization rates. Think in terms of what you might be giving up in terms of production and revenue if you're not fertilizing as much. You're not making yourself any more money. It doesn't make sense to save maybe $30 per acre on costs if you lose $50 per acre in revenue. You're putting yourself behind when you do that. So think about, you know, if you're going to save money, are you going to lose more on the other side, on the revenue side, and end up behind? I would encourage growers, don't make any decisions in the short term that might hurt progress towards long-term goals.